Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer back on the Joyful Manifestation Show. How are you doing today? I hope you've been seeing a lot of progress and your desires getting fulfilled one after the other. If not, there is still hope. It's not done yet. You know how people use the word, I'm done, I'm done. As if they're done with a particular situation, or as if they're done dealing with something in their lives. Sometimes it's okay to be done because you're really done. There's nothing more, there's nothing left. But if you're done from the point of view of helplessness, hopelessness, that's different. That's a different type of a done. It's the done that comes from the feeling of defeat and loss, and you're not going to get something, you're not going to get it back. That's a different done. The done that comes from a feeling of completion, that's different. When you've completed something and you feel you've achieved it, or you've done the best you can, and there is a what do we call it? A nice conclusion to it? A happy satisfaction, a feeling of satisfaction and contentment from having done something really, really nice and having experienced the joys of accomplishing the task. But when the word done comes out of your mouth because you're irritated and you're done with something because you can't handle it anymore, or it's beyond your abilities to handle it, or you think it's a lost cause, that's a different done. We are here in Joyful Manifestation to let you know that nothing is done till you're really done. You don't have to be done with something because you feel defeated. You can feel victorious and be done with something. That comes from a happy fulfillment of having accomplished something. It's an accomplishment. You're done. You're done with it. You're good with it. But the irritation and the done that comes from being irritated because your nervous system can't handle it anymore, that just means going into yourself and pulling out more reserves of energy that's kept within you. Going back to your drawing board, going back to your man cave, woman cave, going back to your basic design that you've made. And somewhere in your design and your program, there's a flaw, and you can find the flaw and correct it. And come back to the same situation with a better program, with a better design, a better plan. And so you don't have to be done with something because you feel helpless or hopeless. But you're coming back with renewed energy, you have some good ideas, and you can implement it, put it into practice, and make what you're doing successful. When the universe wants to show you that you're really, really done, it'll show you. It will show you. You can also ask the universe for more time, more resources, more ability to do it. The God self, the soul within, it's a spark of God. And so it has all the abilities that God would have. It's a creator. What comes from the soul in terms of qualities into your personality is different. The soul itself is complete. It has everything. It's complete. But a personality may not be complete. The qualities that fictitious Jane has may not be sufficient. She may not have all the tools and all the abilities required in her personality to see something through. It just means that she has to work on herself, go back to her God self, her inner self, ask for the ability to take something to fruition. So these qualities that your soul contains, which is your God self, will now come into your personality. And your personality, being better equipped, can see something through. You may get teachers in real life, guides, coaches, who can guide you and add their knowledge so that your personality gets better and better equipped to deal with things. When we come from a particular soul group, the soul group has an ability to push us. I'm going to talk about fictitious Jane. So the soul group that fictitious Jane belongs to has the ability to push Jane. If she is so-and-so, and if her IQ is whatever it is, suppose it's very high, and if she's brilliant, there is a chance that the people in her soul group, her family, etc., may have everything needed to push her buttons. And Jane could probably deal with so many other people easily, but there may be some people that she still has a problem dealing with. She may just need her personality to be better equipped so that she can come back from a higher level, a more educated level, a more informed level, a more skilled level, a more talented level. She can come back from that level and deal with whatever she has to deal with. When we deal with people in our soul groups who are highly intelligent and they come from a very, very good space, intelligent space, everything that we do, we have to be better equipped to deal with people. It's amazing to see how all of us evolve to be better able to cope with people. The more brilliant you are, the more brilliant people you get. There you go. And in life, if fictitious Jane feels she needs to work on herself to be able to do something in a way that she succeeds, then she can go back to her God self and say, look, I need help. I need some more abilities. Send me the teachers or send up the information while I'm sleeping. So this information is sent up into your consciousness by your God self while you're sleeping. You wake up, you're brighter. You actually have information that you didn't have before. You can now go back to whatever it is that you're doing and do it in a nice way, in a happy way, and accomplish what you want to accomplish. And you can be done in a good way rather than, I'm done. You're frustrated because you just can't cope with it. Accomplishing things in your life can get pretty easy if you work with your God self and ask your God self to intervene and to show you how to do things. You don't have to be lost in life. You're not this person, personality in this body who's all alone and having to face this big bad world of wolves and tigers and lions and God knows what animals are out there. You don't have to do it. You have a perfectly working guidance system within you. Your God self is sitting there and saying, I'm here to lend you whatever it is that you need to be able to accomplish whatever you want. If you're not feeling equal to a task, ask me. I'm there. I can send all this information up into your consciousness while you're sleeping. Or I can bring in all these teachers and instructors and guides who can guide you through this process and who have studied this in their lives and they have become skilled at it and they will show you how to do it so you're not having to struggle. Now, all of these things that you want to achieve, your goals that you want to achieve, if it comes from the place of desire and you envision it, you like it, you visualize, and you think of all these fantastic things that you want to accomplish, then none of these things are beyond you. If you want to become the president of USA, go ahead. It's not beyond you. You can get whatever advice you need. You can become whoever you want to become. People learn the joyful manifestation process, and they know that they can take whatever information they have and whatever processes they learn, and they can take it to whatever they want to accomplish. You can ask for information you want, and you don't have to become a country's leader, but you could become a business person, or you could start something, you could go high up in your career and become a president or vice president, or whatever it is that you think of, a CEO, and make millions of dollars. It doesn't matter what you want. If you think that your personality is not equipped, you will get whatever help you need to become whoever you want to become and accomplish whatever it is that you want to accomplish. All you have to do is ask. Asking is a big key for manifestation. There are two types of asking, conscious asking and unconscious asking. Conscious asking is when you know that you want something and you ask for it. You ask God and you ask the universe, you ask your helpers. You want something, ask for it, and the universe is ready to supply. Ask and it is given. That is the title of Abraham Hicks' book, Ask and It Is Given. It's one of the, I think, leading manifestation books, Law of Attraction, The Teachings of Abraham by Esther and Jerry. A very nice book. The key behind everything is asking. And the second asking is unconscious asking, where you realize that you want something by seeing something that you don't like. You see something that you don't like, and what happens is your consciousness registers what you don't like, and within you there is an unconscious asking that happens simply by noticing the opposite of what you really want. This too goes out as a request to the universe, and the universe is ready to supply to you. That's the unconscious asking. You can also have unconscious asking by liking something. Every time you have an ice cream or you have a pizza, just by thinking about it, just by eating it and enjoying it, there is an asking for more of it to be produced, to be manufactured in this world. If you think of all the things that are being manufactured and produced and all the services that are coming up, it has all come together because of a lot of asking that has happened, conscious and unconscious asking that has happened over generations of people, hundreds and thousands of years of asking from so many people. It's gone into the universe, and these ideas are given, this knowledge is distributed amongst people, and then they come up with ideas. So sometimes you may get an idea to do something, and that could be the result of someone else asking for it. With all of these abilities that are ready to be given to you by the universe, resources, abilities, intelligence, talents, all of these things are ready to be given by the universe to you so that you can just make this world a better place, your world a better place. And you can pretty much go out there and do anything that you want to do. Desires. They're the source of all creation. Comes up as a desire. Desire is a urge to have something, to experience something. You want to taste the deliciousness of an apple or a mango. And there is a desire for it. It comes up as an urge. Now, the difference between the desire that cannot be fulfilled and the desires that can be fulfilled is that one desire is free of karma. It's what we call a pure desire, and it comes up from you as an urge, and you know very well, your consciousness knows very well that it can easily be fulfilled, and it's a pure desire that goes out, gets fulfilled automatically and almost immediately. The desires that are karmic in nature are the desires that have trouble being fulfilled. Maybe you want something over years, You haven't been able to fulfill it. It's become difficult for you to do. That's what I call a karmic desire. When you have a pure desire, it's like having a desire for a burger, and you know, well, I can go to this place and I can get a burger. It's so easy to drive up, order a burger, and there it is. That's a pure desire that can easily be fulfilled. Now, let's step it up and say you want a $1,000 TV. For some people, that's a pure desire. They have the money, they can get it immediately. They have the money available, they know where to get it, they do some research, and it's there. That's a pure desire for them. That same pure desire can be karmic for someone else because somebody else may not have $1,000 to buy the TV, $1,500 or $2,000 or whatever it is. That person may not have the money. It's a karmic desire because the person is struggling with it and he has to find out how he is going to fulfill this desire. We'll talk more about this in the next section and we'll kind of connect it with manifesting money and careers. Hang on and we will be back soon. There'll be some music and we will be moving into the section on work and career.
All in my brain, gold watches, gold chain, gold dollar champagne. Yeah, my money insane. Yeah, I'm making it rain. But I was just on a plane, buying gear, flying here. This merch is my time of year. If I'm in the club, I get 100 stacks. I'm always rolling up, so I get love from that. Then it's all my swag, but I don't want it back. I was on this, but now I'm on to that. You see, I'm in my closet for a song to rap. Was I the real or what? Now I'm going back, man. Got so much money, I should start a bank. So much paper right in front of me, it's hard to think. Pop so many bottles, it's gonna be hard to drink. But I'm still growing up, my family even they rolling up. So I'm bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you hit, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is the bigger the bill, the harder. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you hit, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is well, girl, you know I'm a star. Used to barrels, but now we buy the bar. Last year they had to ask them, they know who we are. Walk in the building, I own. You tell by who I'm on the phone with. Yeah, talk about grown. Too busy jacking my swag. Need to fuck around, get your own. Get your own cars, get your own clothes, get your own smoke, get your own. You ain't ripping my game, get your own click. The bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you hit, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is the bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you hit, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is go hard, go hard. Make sure you do whatever it is that you gotta do. That's your job. Don't hate, but that's no problem. So hey, fuck 'em, don't need nothing from 'em. So the sucking, but the they claiming don't mean nothing. It's straight from Cali, that's what's in my joint, that's what I'm puffing. OG, I'm being one since I was young enough to know that everybody was gonna know me. Most don't see. The bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you hit, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is the bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you hit, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is work, 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 work,
We're into work and career. money manifestation. We started with desires in the past section. We moved from feeling frustrated about dealing with certain situations and going back to your God self, going back to your inner self, asking for abilities to be given to you, which would enable you to complete a task, do better at something, accomplish your goals. And then we also spoke about desires. We got into desires and we were talking about pure desires versus karmic desires. Pure desires being desires that get fulfilled easily. For a person who has a few hundred dollars, buying burgers and pizzas, it's nothing. He has a desire and there he goes. He is at the pizza shop and he wants that pizza and that one and that one and that ice cream and that burger. Well, hopefully he's not eating all of it, but he can get whatever he wants. For a person who doesn't have money, even a burger could be a challenge. $4, $5, $3, $2, whatever it is. Even that could be a challenge. For a person who has $100 in his pocket or $200 in his pocket, a $1,000 TV could be a challenge. It becomes karmic because buying things for him, buying things that add to his comfort and add to his luxury, his sense of feeling good and having the things that everybody else enjoys, is karmic in nature because it has this feeling. It's like a negative feeling. And every time he thinks of something that he wants, this is what happens. Let me explain. Let's say there's this person and he wants this TV. What can happen is he might immediately get this warning from the logical side of his brain, which says, "I'm sorry, sir, you do not have enough money to buy a TV." Now, buying a TV is no longer pleasure. It becomes a pain to get together all of that money, beg, borrow, steal, whatever he needs to do. I don't recommend stealing, whatever he needs to do to get that TV. Then it's not just the TV, but it's the bed and it's this and it's that. And money being in short supply makes the desire karmic in nature. It's not a pure desire that gets fulfilled automatically and easily, but it's karmic. And so now he has to struggle and struggle and struggle to get it. That's where you can use the joyful manifestation process. Go through the 10 steps to get what you want to get and get into the joyful manifestation energy where things are not a struggle, but they are easy to happen. It's easy to buy something because money starts flowing into your energy quickly. A person who knows how to work with the laws of manifestation is aware that it is not the desire that will make or break his enthusiasm, but it is his enthusiasm that will make or break a desire. If a desire gets too hard at some point, people lose enthusiasm. Then when that enthusiasm goes down, the desire itself is given up by this person and he gives it up and he says, "You know what? I don't want it anymore. I don't want it because it's causing me more trouble to get this thing. The enjoyment, the pleasure from getting it is going away because the problems behind getting it is the one that's raising its head like a ugly snake, showing me its fangs and saying, 'You know what? You can't do this, buddy, because you don't have the ability to do this.'" It's this ugly voice. "You can't do this. There's no way you can accomplish this. It's beyond your ability to accomplish this. You can keep trying and trying and trying. It's never going to happen." Okay, so the ugly voice can talk, and it can talk for anyone at any time. It could be a billionaire or a millionaire, and he might have this ugly voice talking to him about this really nice woman that he wants, and she doesn't want to give him the time of the day because she doesn't like his face. The ugly voice can happen anytime to anybody and can tell someone that you can have the desire, but you cannot get it. And over time, the enthusiasm for the object of desire or subject of desire goes down. When enthusiasm for a certain life area or a person or a thing goes down, it means that the desire itself is reducing. Because it is enthusiasm that fuels a desire, taking it into successful manifestation, when the enthusiasm goes down for the desire, what happens? Feelings of despondency and sadness and helplessness and hopelessness. And this does not result in joyful manifestation, because for joyful manifestation, you need enthusiasm. It's not that joyful manifestation works separately or differently. It is joyful manifestation because to manifest something, you have to feel enthusiastic as if you are going to get it and as if you have the ability to get it. When you feel that you're constantly banging your head on the wall because you need the money to do this and you need the money to do that and the money doesn't come, enthusiasm keeps going down, then your manifestation abilities also go down with it, because enthusiasm is what raises the energy in your body, raises energy in your aura. It raises energy everywhere around you. Your energy is magnetized to attract things to it. There's a magnetic process of attraction happening. The enthusiasm fuels all of this energy into working for you, bringing what you want to it. Natural enthusiasm takes you smoothly to natural and wonderful conclusions. A desire that lacks enthusiasm will get you to lose energy quickly and deflate chances of positive manifestation. If you don't work on the negative energy of the desire itself, it becomes karmic. The whole thing gets charged with so much negativity that getting that thing becomes a huge burden and a huge task, making you want to give up that thing that you wanted in the first place. This is where you go back to section one of the show, where we said, if you feel that your enthusiasm is waning, if it is going down, you're not feeling as if you're going to get what you want, go back to your God self. Ask God. He's within you. He, she, it, whatever. It's within you. And you can ask your God self to give you the abilities to get what you want. Many people think that they're tied up and bound. It's beyond the ability of their personality. The personality is developed because of lifetimes of the subconscious, the soul's conscious layer, the soul energy, not the deep core, but all of the stuff of so many life experiences that go together and create the personality in this life, which is made up of all of this stuff. But even if the personality is not able to get what it wants, it can certainly go and ask for what it wants. When you have a karmic desire, you want the money to do something. What you could do, of course, is find out if what you want is a source of joy to you. Say that you decided, I want a few million dollars and a few hundred thousand, maybe. You said to yourself, I think I want this because I want to enjoy an expanded lifestyle, an amazing lifestyle. So you go back to your drawing board in your man cave, woman cave, and you draw out all your plans and you say, okay, to get this amount of money, this is what I need to do. Then let's say you start to feel tight and tense and your whole nervous system gets into panic and anxiety and, how am I going to do this? I just don't know how to do this. I don't have the abilities to do this. Oh my God, I have no idea how this person did it, and I don't know how this person did it. Maybe they were born intelligent. Maybe they had all of this upbringing and this education. Yes, life skills are important. But there is no point in thinking that your personality is limited. If it is limited in terms of skills, or it is limited in terms of your ability to conceptualize and to actually put things into action, then go back, ask your God self for all of those abilities, and trust me, you will be given those abilities. Because if you're getting an idea and you want to put it into action, don't get nervous from the start. Don't feel like your hands are tied and nothing is going to work for you. Things can work for you. Magic can happen. Miracles happen all the time. And all of these miracles, magic, everything following a certain law. There are certain laws in the universe that actually govern these miracles. So they're not independent and they're not random. They all act by certain laws that exist. And you can very well become the person that you want to become. If you are a person who wants to become an actor, and let's say you're delicious, I mean, you just look gorgeous, man or woman, it doesn't matter. And let's say you're gorgeous, but you're stuck behind a bar serving drinks to people. I live in Vegas. I've met people like that. I don't drink personally. I think I said, right, I drink a white gin probably once in 3 months. Very, very little. However, I meet people everywhere, and I have seen people who are really gorgeous, and they've come to Vegas, or they are hanging around near Los Angeles or Hollywood, and then they come to Vegas, they need to make some money. They're hoping to be discovered. They're serving drinks at a bar. They look absolutely gorgeous. They just don't know how to do it because they feel as if they're limited by something, as if their personality limits them and they don't have certain things that is needed, certain talents, certain skills. And even if they have the talents and skills, some other ability that is needed, maybe the ability to hustle, put yourself out there to attract that attention, to be lucky. So what happens is, these people, I've noticed because I've talked to them, after some time, their initial enthusiasm that brings them to Vegas or to Los Angeles starts going down, and they start to feel defeated, and they think their lot is to serve drinks at a bar. Not that there is anything wrong with being a bartender. It does take skill to be a bartender because you've got to talk to so many people, correct? But it's those people who want to become stars and they are stuck serving drinks and they want to become something. And I talk to them, you find out that they've given up because all of their enthusiasm goes down. However, if they work with the joyful manifestation process, or if they go back to their God self, if they ask the universe for the abilities that are needed for them to get out of their place, really make it in the industry, the universe is willing to support. The universe is really willing to support these people, because what happens is an aspiring actor thinks that, sure, he's good looking. I mean, he can see himself in a mirror, correct? He's got this body, he's got this face. However, he thinks that there are so many other actors who probably want to make it big, and which is true. But the one thing he forgets is he is the only hero in the show. He is the center of his universe. Everybody else, all the actors who have made it big, are there to show him what can happen if he tries, if he puts himself out there even more, if he asks his God self and says, look, all these people who are making it, they're examples to show me how it's done. They're examples to show me that it can be done. They're not obstacles in my path. It's not that I'm supposed to look at them and think that, oh my God, look at him. He got this and he got that. That means I don't have place. No, you have a place. Hollywood is probably just waiting for you to happen. And you just have to bring your enthusiasm up and say that, no, 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 no. If there are millions of people, hundreds and thousands of people, okay, millions of people trying to become actors today and actresses today, it means that there's something good out there, and that's why people want it. And I have something, maybe they don't have it. And the people who have already made it, they're there to show me that it can be done. And I just have to keep my enthusiasm going and bring out the skills and talents that I want and ask my God self for it and put myself out there so that I can become recognized in this world. Don't let your enthusiasm go down. The show is not over. It's not done till it's done. And you say when it's done because you've accomplished it, not because you can't accomplish it. That's not why you say, I'm done. You say, I'm done when you have a feeling of satisfaction and you've eaten that big dinner and you're like so satisfied because you've done a good job. You've got what you want. So that's for work and career and money manifestation. Just don't let your enthusiasm go. It's not worth it. It's not that everybody out there is becoming a star and you can't become a star. I mean, look at yourself in the mirror. And I'm not trying to insult the people out there who've already made it, but try to see what it is that they have. Not everybody there is perfectly beautiful. I think the olden days, actors and actresses, they had something going. I mean, they were classically beautiful, correct? And classically handsome. And a lot of people are making it today, and they're making it on the strength of something that they have. Many of them are not as classically beautiful or handsome as the actors and actresses of the bygone days. Still, they're making it. What is it that you have in your portfolio of qualities and talents that you can bring out there? You don't have to be classically handsome right now or classically beautiful. You can have something that you think that the world needs. You can invent it. Maybe you can look at some movies and you can say, you know what? They need me because they're not looking at this angle or they're not looking at that angle. And you can bring out the quality that you have, put it out there and show people that you can really, really do it. Don't let your enthusiasm go down. It's not worth it to go down and to get deflated, because if you get deflated and if you go down, it's your loss. Nobody's going to cry with you. And even if they do, they'll go away and they'll go follow somebody who is trying to make it, because everybody knows when someone is trying to make it and everybody knows when somebody's sat down and given up. So don't let your enthusiasm go down. We are taking a short break now and we're going into soulmate manifestation, love and sex. I think we're going to have some music, so please hold on and we're coming back.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So seductive. I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
I'll take you to the candy shop.
Yeah.
One more taste of what I got.
Uh-huh.
I'll have to spend it all you got.
Come on.
Keep going till you hit the spot.
Whoa. You can have it your way. How do you want it? You gon' back that thing up or should I push up on it? Temperature rising, okay, let's go to the next level. Dance floor jam-packed, hot as a tea kettle. I break it down for you now, baby, it's simple. If you be an info, I'll be an info. In the hotel or in the back of the rental. On the beach or in the park, it's whatever you into. Got the magic stick, I'm the love doctor. How your friends teasing you about how I sprung, I got you. Wanna show me you can work it, baby? No problem, get on top, then get to bounce around like a lowrider. I'm a seasoned vet when it comes to this shit. After you work up a sweat, you can play with the stick. I'm trying to explain, baby, the best way I can. I'm melting your mouth, girl, not in your hand.
I'll take you to the candy shop. I'll let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
Just between me and you, yeah. Give it to me, baby. Nice and slow. Climb on top, ride like you're in a rodeo. You ain't never heard it sound like this before, cause I ain't never put it down like this. Soon as I come through the door, she get to pulling on my zipper. It's like it's a race, who could get undressed quicker. Isn't it ironic how erotic it is to watch them thongs? Had me thinking about that ass after I'm gone. I touched the right spot at the right time. Lights on, her lights off, she like it from behind. So seductive, you should see the way she whine. Her hips in slow-mo on the floor when we grind.
goon, she ain't stopping, homie, I ain't stopping. Dripping wet with sweat, man, it's on and popping on my champagne campaign. Bottle after bottle, it's on, and we gon' sip to every bubble, and every bottle is gone.
I take you to the candy shop, I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer back on the Joyful Manifestation Show. We're into soulmate manifestation, love, and sex. I was working with my clients. I've noticed they ask me these questions. Is it really over between him and me? Why didn't he call me? Why is he ignoring me? Why is he treating me like this? Does he really hate me? Is he with another woman? Does he like the other woman better than he likes me? What does he see in the other woman? Does he really love her? Is he going to get married to her? Please tell me when a client starts with questions that start off negatively, I have to take a pause. Because what the client is doing, fictitious Jane. Okay, let's bring fictitious Jane. She's always there to help us. What fictitious Jane is doing is she is approaching the topic of soulmate manifestation from a negative standpoint. Negative, negative, negative. Look at the questions. Why doesn't he call me? Is he ignoring me? Why can't he take my calls? Is he with another woman? Does he love this other woman? Why does he hate me? Does he find me physically unattractive? My client, and this is normally with new clients because they're still trying to find out how to work with me, correct? Before I lead them into joyful manifestation. Let's say there's a new client and this client comes to me with all of these questions and it's coming from a negative standpoint. There is already an assumption that everything is wrong about the situation and hardly anything is right about it. What it means is fictitious Jane is tuning into negativity. Her tuning mechanism is wired, she is wired to tune into something that's not happening. And not something that's happening. A big difference in the results. When somebody asks me this question, I do take a small pause. Because as a joyful manifester, I'm not going to answer these questions from the place of negativity and say, okay, this person doesn't want to call you probably because he doesn't like you anymore. I'm not going to affirm the negativity that already exists in fictitious Jane. I will just not go there. Not at all. I will avoid it by a mile, 2 miles, 10 miles, 20 miles, 20,000 miles. I don't care how far I need to go to avoid that question, and I'm not answering that question from that space. My job is to bring her to a space where she asks me questions and is enthusiastic. Do you really think he cares for me? Wow. You really think I can get him? That's amazing. You mean to say there's hope in the situation? They call me Sugandhi, they call me Sue, depending on the comfort level. Sue, do you really think it's going to happen? Do you really think you can help me manifest this person? I'm so excited about it. I'm so enthusiastic. My job is to take them from that place of lack of enthusiasm, which we spoke about earlier in the show, the desires and karmic desires, pure desires, lack of enthusiasm, enthusiasm going down. When a person is not enthusiastic, they are tuning into the negativity in the situation. And when the person starts to get enthusiastic, what's happening is they're pulling all of this fantastic energy to them. Because now they're flowing in the energy of joy, enthusiasm, positive expectations, power, love, passion, goodness, vitality, feeling good about oneself, high level of self-worth, knowing that one is of great value to this world, knowing that one is of great value to the person that fictitious Jane likes. And getting a person from a place of being completely negative, getting their energy up, 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 and they're now flowing in the space of enthusiasm and joy. Flowing in the space of enthusiasm and joy is what attracts joyful situations. Flowing in the place of thinking that the man you love loves someone else creates despondency, it creates hopelessness. It creates a feeling of losing even before you lose someone. Because you're already thinking that you're losing the person. Because you don't think he's going to like you. Because you think he likes someone else, he's in love with someone else. And then being really curious about this someone else. And I'm listening to the story, correct? I'm listening to the story that fictitious Jane is telling me of how she happened to go onto the Facebook profile of this other person, this other woman or man who's posting pictures of her love interest and her or him. And it creates a really bad feeling to go to some social page, social network page, Facebook, Instagram, it doesn't matter what, to see that the person that you like is liked by somebody else and that other person is posting pictures of them having fun and doing things that you wanted to do, that fictitious Jane wanted to do with her love interest. So just imagine fictitious Jane coming from this energy where she is very low on the emotional guidance scale. Remember the emotional guidance scale in Law of Attraction. The lower feelings of feeling helpless, feeling as if something is not going to happen, feeling loss, anxiety. All of these are very low on the emotional guidance scale. And when you go to different people's social pages and you find out what someone else is doing, and obviously your love interest is having a life of his own. He's doing fun things with somebody else. It only means that fictitious Jane's energy level is very, very low with regards to joyful manifestation. It's really in sad manifestation. And she needs to bring her energy levels up to the place of joyful manifestation where she can joyfully manifest her love interest. Those social media pages where somebody else with the person that you like is only reflective of the place where love karma is currently. If fictitious Jane's love karma is down in the dumps right now, then everything that she sees happening in her love life is going to be reflective of that. So hence she sees all these negative things that are happening, all these negative realities that she's swimming in. And then because of all these negative realities having a charge, they have a negative charge. Chakras and everything, a whole energy system is drawing this energy to you. All of this negative energy with all of this bad information, the reality that you really don't want to see. But that's because fictitious Jane is not in joyful manifestation energy, where she needs to be in order for her to see things that she wants to see and not see things she doesn't want to see. So if she wants to unmanifest the other person, it's not that she's getting rid of the other person. It's just that her reality has shifted so that her man or the person, her love interest, doesn't have another person in his life or in her life. And it's free. It's a different reality. It's a different dimension. It's just different. Good things are happening. You attract a man that's faithful. You attract a man that wants you. You attract a man that's not with somebody else. You attract a man that wants you more than he wants somebody else. And so there's a shift, a transition. All of these things can happen in the energy of joyful manifestation if you just get into the right energy. That is soulmate manifestation. If somebody is fictitious Jane right now and is going through all of these negativities, is experiencing lack of communication, lack of faithfulness, being constantly hit with other women and other men that are connected to your soulmate, your love interest, fictitious Jane needs to realize that she's just in an energy that is not a joyful manifestation energy, and she needs to bring her energy vibrations up into a new reality. She has to stop tuning into this negative reality and get into the energy of joyful manifestation, where fictitious Jane can joyfully manifest that soulmate manifestation. Your soulmate is waiting to be manifested by you. Honestly, he or she is just waiting to be manifested by you. It's your reality. You are the center of your universe. You can have who you want to have. If it was not a possibility, the universe would not have sent it in your direction. There is hope. There is positive energy that you can get into, and you can joyfully manifest the person that you like. We're at the end of our show for today, and we will be meeting again 2 weeks later. So do come back. And if you're interested in reading Joyful Manifestation, it's available on Amazon.com and other online retailers. iTunes also carries it. If you're interested in working with me on soulmate manifestation or any other life area that has to do with abundance, please do contact me through my website, joyfulmanifestation.com and soulmatemanifestation.com. This is Sugandhi Iyer signing off for the Joyful Manifestation Show. And please tune into better energies over the next few days. Thank you and have a wonderful rest of the evening.
It isn't true.